Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews 11, 1 and through 3 and verse 6. Believing in God as creator of the universe sets Him above all other powers. He is creator of all things. He made the earth and everything in it. Mankind was made in the image of God. Our faith is the basis of how we view our world. Because we believe in His creative work, we honor Him as God. Our faith goes far beyond His physical creation, for He is the eternal God who has set in humanity His own spirit. We have the quality of eternity made within us. We are made with attributes like His. We love as God loves. We have the character that enables us to forgive and show kindness, to reject what is evil and wicked, and hold up what is good. Our free will makes it possible for us to accomplish what God has purposed for us. We can answer the call of the gospel invitation to live a life based upon the belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He came from heaven to live in the flesh and to give His life as a ransom for mankind. We live with the hope of eternal life because He arose from the grave. Faith is being sure of what we cannot see now, but we believe it.
Learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed, I'm I'm learning to lean.
Yes, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
There is a fairly long list of people who were sure of their future and of what God had done for them. Their faith led them to follow His commandments. A quick read from the 11th chapter of Hebrews gives the writer's recollection of many who lived their lives based upon God as their Creator, to whom they were accountable. Let me mention a few from that list. There was Noah. He built the ark in preparation for the flood. God had warned him that he would destroy life on earth because of the wickedness of men. But Noah, living a righteous life, found grace in God's eyes. God gave him all the instructions that he needed to build the ark that would save him, his family, and the land animals from the flood waters. Noah is described as a preacher of righteousness while the ark was being prepared. To no avail, the people did not listen to Noah and give response to his making preparations for the flood. His godliness was demonstrated in his obeying the word of God. It saved his family from the destruction that came when the world was covered with the flood waters. Abraham was also mentioned as one of those who was led by his faith to honor God. And he did so with an obedient heart when God called him to leave his family and his home and go to the land where he would show him a place where his descendants would live. Abraham followed God. God promised that he would be the father of a nation of people when he was still without a child. And then Isaac later was born to be the one to bring about that nation from his father. And then one day, God gave Abraham the command to sacrifice Isaac upon the mountain. The account is told how that Abraham followed God's orders to the point of raising the knife to take Isaac's life when God stopped him. Then Abraham and Isaac sacrificed the ram that was caught in the thicket. By faith, Abraham knew God could do what he had promised and would do it even when he could not make sense. In the Lord's commands, he obeyed him. David, one of the kings of Israel, is listed among those who believed in God and honored him. When he heard Goliath defying his God and the army of Israel, long before he became a king, when he was still yet a young man, he was not a trained warrior, but he willingly faced the giant Philistine champion. He faced him not with a sword or a spear, but rather in the power of and in the name of the Almighty. He faced him knowing that God would rescue him from this ungodly man as he had saved him from the lion and the bear. Gideon is also listed among those who were led by their faith to accomplish victory for the Lord. When the enemies of Israel were coming against them again, God chose Gideon to muster the army to fight. And when thousands of men came to follow Gideon's orders, God had Gideon send them home. Only 300 men were to be chosen to fight against overwhelming odds. Gideon did all that God had instructed him, and there was great victory that resulted from and through this judge of Israel. These examples of faith are preserved for us. We can be sure in our faith that God will fulfill His promises made through Jesus. God has always been faithful to His promises. We are encouraged to fix our eyes upon Jesus, hold to our faith in His promise of eternal life. The message of the gospel is based upon the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Our faith must be centered upon the truth of God's love that sent His Son into this world to save sinners. The Scriptures declare that the righteous will live by faith. If today you do not have the peace that's offered through the gospel, we would direct your attention to the promise made to stand before God with confidence through believing in Jesus. For all who come to Jesus find an inner peace. Romans 5, 1 through 3 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We pray you will be among those who have the peace of God.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was spent.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.